Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo,
hey,
what
hey.
Is poppin'? We are back in the building.
The building.
Bill.
All right, y'all.
Din.
Today on Shift Real Talk, we are still and always will be talking about love, life, and relationships. So we want you, if this video has anything to do with purpose in your life, if it helps you in any way, we want you to make sure you subscribe. So we also want you to get involved with the comments. We want to real talk about it with you. So make sure that you real talk in the comments so we can have that conversation. And last but not least, we are now on all major podcast platforms. So, hey, why don't you check us out on the way to work in the morning? Check us out when you're coming home in the evening during rush hour traffic. That's what we're talking about because we out in these streets, y'all. And I am your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm Zany.
She still got it in. And today, guys, we have a diggity dope topic.
Wait. She was hoarse with that one. She was like,
yeah. She still got it in, though. She got it in.
Yeah. Good evening, Patricia.
I got it in.
You got it in.
Those of you who are tuning in, come tune in, y'all. Come tune in. We got a dope topic today. Patricia, what's going on, girl? We miss you. We love you. You know what I'm saying? We thank y'all for coming in with us. Come in with us. Do me a favor, y'all. I need y'all to subscribe. Subscribe.
All right.
Got
it.
Okay, cool.
I think we got it.
We got it?
I think we got it.
Need y'all to subscribe. Oh, I believe you're going to share this.
What? Anyway,
okay.
I
what?
No, I don't know.
I believe y'all going to share this content today. Yeah, we're going to share it today.
So, right, so we'll give y'all a moment within the content. We're going to take a brief moment of silence for you to
for
go
what?
Ahead and smash the like button, give us some love.
A
buddy.
Brief moment of silence. You know what you do in silence?
Look, I did this.
We're killing the like. The like button.
No.
Now, listen, this is what we're doing today, y'all. We have a really, really amazing topic for y'all today.
This topic is,
babe, go ahead.
I'm going to do my thing. This topic, man, listen, it is, I wouldn't say near and dear to my heart, but it bothers me. It bothers me because I got kids. I got sons and I got daughters. And I promise you, because I talk to them all the time, they swear, I don't know what I'm talking about. Huh? They swear, I don't know what I'm talking about. They swear down, I don't know what I'm talking about. So, you know what? I said, we're going to talk about this today.
That's what's happening in the generation today. So, basically, I like the topic. The topic is old school truth for new school generation, Because the generation today, they think, oh, that's old school. I remember we did the same thing to our parents. But
yeah, we sure did.
The bottom line is, listen, it's some old school truth.
That's right.
Truth is constant. Old school truth for a new generation.
That's right. What's going on, Dad?
We're dropping truth today, y'all.
So, yeah. We're going to drop some truth today. So, you know what, man? Let's come on. Let's get in, and they'll come in, they'll catch the replay, the rewind. So, why do you think
replay.
Some influence, what are some of the influence our kids have that encourages this behavior of not listening? What do you think it is? What do you guys think?
Some of the influences.
Well, first of all, they have each other.
Okay.
They have each other.
That's number one. That's number one.
They talk to each other. And they are influences for, because my friends, I used to, you know, when my friends did something, you know, sometimes they would make me feel like I didn't know too, you know, much because they had the information. So we listen to our fit peers, our friends, the people that we hang with, go to school with every day. We listen to them like they experienced something. And but, you know, we do listen to them.
And you know what's so interesting about that? It's like when we were young, of course, and we were listening to our peers, we never thought about where did our peers get the information from, because more than likely they're not talking to their parents about the information that they given us. They just basically, you know, doesn't come from experience, because experience is the best teacher to some people. That's some people say experience is the best teacher, but guess who experienced it? Me. That means I'm the best teacher because I've experienced it for you. So you don't have to go out there and experience the same things I've already done, make the same mistakes I've already made. Now I have some wisdom to share with you so that you can go out there and make different mistakes, not the same mistakes I've already made for you.
Quick little shout out to Ina.
But nowadays you also have social media influencers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 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 You know, the crazy part is about social media. You know, when we were growing up, not to tell our ages, but when we were growing up, we didn't have social media. We didn't even have cell phones. We had beepers.
Right.
We had beepers and the quarter phones. You know what I'm saying? You had to put a quarter in the phone.
We called them pay phones in the South.
We call it pay phone too. Yeah, we call it pay phone too, but I just call it a quarter phone because it was 25 cents. And you would have to wait, you know, for that person to get up the phone. And they had one. I used to have, especially living in New York. Oh, man, them phones. So half the, I walked down the whole three blocks and all them phones didn't work. It was no dial tone.
Probably so, because they already tried to rig it so they don't have to pay that little quarter.
It was no dial tone. But then a dude, the phone that was finally working, it was somebody waiting for a phone call to come back. Like, dude, you ain't in your house. Dude, get your house phone. But I need to use this phone, man. I done walked three blocks and all the phones wasn't working. And now you telling me, hey, man, I'm waiting for a phone call. Anyway, I said that all.
The hard knock life.
Yeah, the hard knock life, man. New York boy, but I'm telling you, it was rough. But we, if any information that we got, no, we really got it from our friends, or we had to research it. Like, even when it came to the bees and the birds and the bees, we had books. You know, we looked at the books.
Then it's like, where did the information from the books come from?
Yeah, you know, that wasn't even study behavior.
Who gave us that? Because
it wasn't no channels that we were watching at the time. You had to pay for those channels. And I couldn't come home and put those birds and the bee channels on my TV. My mother, that wasn't happening.
Of course not. and it's like, okay, so now social media. Now that's a whole thing all in itself, because social media is just like any other thing. It's supposed to be able to be used for good, for information's sake, to help. But of course, today, just like anything else, we have figured out a way to turn it into something that is more selfish, more self-driven. So now everybody is driven by, and this is the thing that I think social media does. It causes us to desire attention. For those of us who may not be receiving it, we're seeking this attention. And a lot of the attention we're seeking is false. It's false attention.
Well, the narrative is, you know, just a couple of shout outs real quick. Hey, John, how you doing? Appreciate you tuning in with us. Ina, thank you for tuning in with us, man. But listen, so here's the thing, man. And this truly, when I tell you, man, this is something that really I noticed, because, like I said, I used to do it. I used to feel like my mom and them really, because I felt like because they didn't have the fun that I was doing, you know, this is what I thought. But I really honestly didn't know the fun that my mother and them probably had when they were, because they were my age one time, at one period in time as well.
Yeah.
But when I came on the scene, and, you know, I'm old enough now to understand, and I'm outside, you know, like they say today, I was really outside. I was outside, like, for real, like, because today's kids, everything they do is inside the house. They're on a computer. And as long as they're on the computers and on these games, we didn't have that. We played games outside. We was outside. Even though our basketball goal was broken, we would get a crate from the grocery store, because the grocery store used to put the milks in those cartons, those crates. Yeah.
Come on, I know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
The crate? Yeah, yes. They would put those in the crates, and when they about. And we would go get the crates, cut the bottom of the crate out, and wire it on the basket on the backboard, and we would play basketball that way. But I mean, but we were outside. We had recreation. We played baseball. We took the end of the broomsticks, cut it in half. You know, put tape around the whole stick. You know. We always had competition. Who made
we
the
were
best?
Creative.
Yeah. We were very creative.
Very creative.
These kids today are computer. It's like these computers are. Kids do not go outside. So it was like, how can you tell? Because you are smart on the phone, or because you are smart on PlayStation or Xbox, that you know what life is about. That you know how to tell me as a person who lived what you're trying to live now. I always tell my son this. I've been 13 before. But you ain't never been my age. I ain't gonna tell you my age.
Right.
You ain't
right.
never been my age. You know what I'm saying? I've been your age before.
Yeah.
So whatever you going through, trust me. I got the T-shirt. I got the tag. I got the receipt. I got it. And I actually was producing the T-shirts at the time.
You know what I think?
Well, let's be honest.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, let's be honest. That's why. If you notice, the kids of this generation don't have survival skills like we did.
No.
Like, I don't care what situation we get into, we gonna find our way out.
We had to.
Yes.
Okay, I need to be creative. I need to use my skills and the resources I have, but they don't do that. They freak out. They make permanent decisions in temporary situations.
Mm-hmm.
So their level of what do they call that? Reasoning. They have a lower level of reasoning than we do, but they think that they have a higher level than we do.
And it's interesting, because that's the same thing we thought with our parents. I think that if we look at it like building a house, we have to stop the crumble. There's a yes. foundation that was already built. Like, my mother's parents should have taught them things.
That's right.
And then those are the shoulders that my parents stood on. And so they being taught the things that they were taught, now with the things that they've learned, they teach us, right? And so the things that we've learned, we stand on the shoulders of our grandparents and our great-grandparents and so on and so forth. So what happens today, what it seems like is, the youth today have decided to crumble the foundation. It's like they breaking all of that up. We don't need none of that. That's old. We don't have no time for that. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. This is what we do now. And so that's what I call crumbling the foundation. So all of the shoulders that you had to stand on, all of the wisdom that you had to stand on to make you now here, you decide to take all of that and throw all of that away and start all over from the bottom. But why? Because all the information is going to do is help you be a better citizen, help you be more productive in life, and help you not to get into a lot of the jams that we got into when we were younger. But where do we get that from? Where do we get that from where we act like we can't hear the generations before us? Like, just because it's not in this particular season or generation that it means nothing.
You know, like Patricia said, it's like they say, well, we don't do that no more. Y'all did right. that when y'all old school. Yeah, we don't do that.
Right.
The only thing different between what I did and what you're trying to do now is the time. That is the only thing different. It ain't like a whole new situation was created. There are not that many situations that we go through in life. Life starts lifing. We got to pay bills. We got to do. I mean, you just ain't. The crazy part is, and it's coming from a lot of these kids who are not responsible, who don't even have responsibilities. So they don't even understand. They're not even living life yet. They are experiencing or going through their childhood stages where they're being taken care of. So every nine out of 10 of them don't even have responsibilities. They're being taken care of and they still don't want to listen. But the crazy part is, you know what the crazy part is? I had to learn not only how to be creative, because if I wasn't creative, you know, like Anna said, she said, hey, Maritza, she said that we were creative when we were younger. And that's true. That creative level of thinking helped us to be
resilient.
It helped us to really, like, be creative in even in maneuvering in life situations.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when real life situations kicked in, we had to be creative. We had to be creative to move this, to make this work over here. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not that creative, to, you know, those creative lessons that we learned playing were actually creative enough when we needed those tools, when it came now to time for to us to have to orchestrate our life. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Orchestrate these life situations that really, so it's important that we take the advice, man. Take the advice of those who've been through life situations. I remember, you know, and I don't want to take up a lot of it, but I remember back in New York, we didn't have like swimming pools. You know, a lot of these housing divisions or even apartment developments, they got swimming pools.
Right.
You know, they got a pool in the front of the a complex, or they got a pool in front of the cul-de-sac, or you know, the clubhouse, and there's a pool in there. But we didn't have that. We had fire hydrants. You know what I'm saying? We had fire hydrants. And you know what we would do too? We would wash cars. You know, we actually used those fire hydrants because everybody didn't have those big, because the fire hydrant at the top of it, the only way to get the water to come on, you had to have that big wrench to and you know, right. So we would get the dude that had the wrench, so we gonna get, not only get wet, but we gonna make money while we getting wet. So a lot of the cars that would come by and want their cars sprinkled with a little water, because boom boom, and they would, you know, kind of tip us at, but that was a little creative way to have fun and to make money. You know what I'm saying?
D-kid. But of course, nobody doing that today. Nobody not finna just...
They're not doing that.
They're not opening up a fire hydrant like that, because that's not
absolutely
the life.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's not the life they live. And you are kind of showing your age a little bit, babe, just a little bit, by how excited you are about the about the old school way. But the thing that I'm trying to say is, of course, you say there's nothing new. The Bible does say there is nothing new under the sun. We get it.
Yeah.
But there are things happening that are, the things that are happening, rather, are happening in a different way. Like, we didn't have technology back then, so we was talking about social media. The thing is, though, one thing that is not outdated is advice and wisdom that the parents give to the kids. Like, we say, what's one of the things that is kind of influencing our kids? The parents. We are one of our children's biggest influences today, because the lessons they learn from us.
Yeah.
What are we teaching them? It's okay to be on your phone all day because it keeps you out of my hair. Or, you know, you playing the game. It's cool. No problem. You ain't do your homework yet. You're really not even doing good in school. But, you know, they go to their, as soon as they hit the house, they go to the room and play the game. Or they, girl, I can't never get them off that phone. But the thing about it is, who did God send to help these kids, to guide them? Us. But somewhere along the line, someone told us that we have to allow our kids to make the decisions for themselves and learn for themselves and express themselves at such early ages, where they don't even understand what life is. Half the time, they don't even know what they're feeling. But we are being taught today from somewhere. It's trending, it's culture, it's science. I don't know what happened, but we have gone away from the original design as parents that God gave us to train our children, those secrets that God gave us so we can have family, a family unit that works and that's healthy. And we have gone to, well, we got to let them express themselves. We got to let them. And people are falling into that. And do you see where it's getting us?
Yeah.
We have more disrespectful children today. And a lot of that, I'm sorry, it's not all their fault. It is not all their fault.
It's not. I totally agree. Me and my brother talk about that all the time, that where we felt like our voice was stifled. As parents in our generation, we felt like our voice was stifled because our parents were like, you do as I say, you don't question nothing.
Right.
You know, you just do it because I said so, right? So our generation kind of like lightened that a little bit. And
a
was
little
like,
bit.
Girl, tell us how you feel. And I understand how you feel. And it stopped saying, because I said so. And we start explaining everything.
Right.
This is why you should do this. This and that, right? But it gave these kids subconsciously some kind of idea that they were our equals.
Because
whenever now they want to express themselves, they don't care your age. They don't care anything. They feel like, I have feelings. I'm a human too. You're going to hear me. And we go, you know, me and my brother had to realize, like, whoa, now we understand. Yeah. While the adults of our age decided to say, because I said so. Because there has to be a balance that's learned. As you older, then you're going to learn your voice. But if you're a child and you're given a voice too soon, you don't even know that balance because you feel like you're everybody equal.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's the problem. The balance is lost.
But here's the thing. I want to read this real quick because this is so true. Ina said, they go by false information. They have expectations that we have too because a lot of us enable them. In other words, it's like the false information that is given is that, oh, they have mental problems, or they have anxiety, or they have to express themselves to get out the anger. So, you know, mental health is real. Mental illness. Huh? Mental illness is not real. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say something to you right now. Mental illness is what information that society put out and put an illness on your emotions. We had emotions when we were younger. We got angry. You know, we were able to do with that anger, you know, get it out, but at least deal with it. You know what I'm saying? To deal with this anger. It wasn't something that said we were sick. Why have we put in sickness on emotions? Then there are some people who have anxiety problems. So now we have, and believe it or not, it's another form to make money off of people who listen to these diagnoses that information have put on us. No, that is not true. It is not true. We are not mentally incapacitated. We are not mentally ill. We are not crazy. We are not. There are some people who are taking medicine because they've been diagnosed with dealing with anger. No, that is that is a lie from the pit of hell. It is not the truth. People, no, I hate to see. And it is our people. It is us that are in these facilities getting therapists because we. The crazy part is, this is the crazy part. The crazy part is, a lot of us. There were certain things that I could not say around my mother or my father. I couldn't say. What the hell? If I said that around my mother, do you know what she would do? She would smack me in my mouth. I hear these kids today say, I hear these kids today cussing and saying the parents think it's cute. Did you hear him? he grown. He been here before. No, he ain't. Something wrong with you. If you think it's okay for this 3-year-old little boy or girl to talk with a level of disrespect. And then you wonder why. Mm-hmm. And then you wonder why. Because you're right. As parents today, I promise you, I'm praying for y'all. Because y'all don't. It is not cute for a little boy or a little girl to cuss you out as a parent. Because if you think it's cute now, it ain't going to be cute when they're 18 years old thinking it's okay to cuss you out. Taking you to court. Because I was watching, we were watching Judge Lauren Lake the other day, and the son took his mama to court because he didn't want to do his chores, and she picked up the PlayStation and broke it. He taking his mama to court, telling her, you don't need to be, that's mine. I'm like, boy, you in my house, boy, little boy. Little essay, you are in my house, but and let me, you do what I say.
Let me say, ooh, let me
you
say.
You see that lip?
Yes, I see the lip.
You see that lip?
Let me just say this right here. I do believe that there are some medical issues that happen in life that causes people to be imbalanced chemically. But you said there is no such thing as. What I'm saying is, in some cases, there are these situations, but I think that what we've done, a lot of us are going to the extreme with it. And like Zania said, there has to be a balance. God says he does not like an unjust weight. There has to be a balance. God says the mind of the righteous is blessed. If you are the righteousness of God, there is no way that you should not believe, because we say there is nothing too hard for God, right? And I believe that because I am a believer. So I believe the words that come out of God's word, of his mouth, out of his book, right? So because of that, I believe my mind is blessed. I believe that I've gone through some traumatic experiences in my life, some of which I caused myself, and those traumatic experiences caused me and could have caused me to be insane in the membrane. But what happened was, because I was raised up in Christ and in a biblical household, a Christian household, where my parents actually did believe in it and lived it in front of us as examples, I understood God in a way that a lot of people today don't understand him. So I understand my mind is blessed. And if I believe my mind is blessed, then what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to allow someone to put a high level of anxiety or a high level of illness on me. But some kids, because of chemical imbalances, their parents was probably doing various things at when they were pregnant with the kids, or the child had traumatic experiences in their life, and the way they handled it was in a way that had them with a learned behavior.
But see,
hold on, because I allowed you to talk. And they were not able to express themselves with the knowledge, a healthy knowledge of how to handle their pain and their anger and things of that nature, that after a while you condition yourself to be that way, to have an unhealthy mindset. And that unhealthy mindset causes a dis-ease. Like you're not at ease in your mind. So I believe that.
So let me, you want to say that before I say something, Zania?
No, go ahead.
So here's the thing. Let me be clear. There is a certain thing as mental illness, but what we diagnose it as, that's not what it is. If you have a mental illness, you truly have like a brain tumor, something that really causes you to be ill, like a brain tumor or operation on a brain dysfunction, really an inherited, you know, you had like they had to go in your skull and something really in your brain or something, a sickness or illness like that, that you've either inherited or you've happened through an operation, you've had a stroke or something like that.
Or when you was in the womb, certain chemicals got in your system.
True. That caused you to because if you had a mental illness when I was growing up, you know what they diagnosed that as? They would put you on the bus that only had two people on the bus. Or they would put you in the classroom where there were three people. That means you were in a special class where special you had to get,
right.
Yeah, you were in special needs. You were not in the population normally interacting with normal behavior with the population.
So
no way.
So where do y'all think the enormous number of mental health cases all of a sudden come from? Do y'all think it's all of a sudden, or do y'all think that it's always been like that? It just hadn't been diagnosed. I mean, what do y'all think happened?
I think it goes back to what you said earlier. You know, we really do have to look at parenting, right? Not so much bad parenting, because we like to be quick to say, oh, she not parenting her child, he not parenting his child, they got a lack of this, they got a lack of that. It's not that. I think it's the lowering of, how do I want to put it? The lowering of disciplines.
Because
we felt like we were disciplined too strictly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That it caused trauma for us. So to relieve our kids of those traumas, we didn't look at the benefits. We looked at what we felt we missed out on.
What we felt, we right.
Those standards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we lowered those standards for our kids.
Absolutely.
So what happens is, because we as the adults didn't deal with our emotions and don't know how to deal with our emotions, when our kids emote mm-hmm. in a way that's not understandable, we place that as mental illness. Because if you think back to what Pastor Jay said, when you think back to special needs kids back in that day, they were well disciplined. I don't care what was.
Yeah.
Come on. That's true.
Your parent had them well disciplined. Sometimes they were more disciplined than us.
Right.
Who mm-hmm. had a fully functioning brain.
Yeah.
Come right.
on. Yeah.
And so it was less about the mental illness and more about the discipline. Because I can remember, you know, I'm looking at him right now. There was this boy in my class. Not directly in my class, but, you know, graduation class.
Yeah.
Who had a disability. He was in a wheelchair, and he would have fits. He would have bouts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he had them bouts, his mama, no, she wasn't straight into, like, discipline with whoopings and stuff like that, no. But the way that she would deal with him would correct his actions and still show him love.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then it would just kill all of those bouts.
Amen.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because she knew how to deal with the emotions of her child. I think in this day and age, parents don't know how to deal with the emotions because not only are they not dealing with their own, but they're also clouded with everything else that's going on with them.
Right.
As far mm-hmm. as paying the bills.
Yeah.
Making sure every, you know, yep. it's just a lot going on. And I think that's, we're classifying everything as either mental illness or ADHD, you know, just because all it is emotions out of control.
Yeah. And real quick before, because I just want to do something real quick. Ina said, yes, our people, my mother gave, she said, our people, you're right. She said, my mother gave me a pill right across the mouth. She said, but she witnessed the other day a kid telling his mother to shut the heck up. Because he was talking. You let my son tell me to shut the, you let him take the SH word period coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, we couldn't even say shut up.
I couldn't.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Shut up!
You gotta say be quiet or hush.
What?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Patricia said,
you
yes.
Better not.
Patricia,
or
yes.
Lie.
Exactly. You better not lie.
Okay.
But you're right. The standard has been taken down.
Very
because,
low.
Because again, like I said, when they were little, it was cute. She told me to shut up. That's so, look at her. She grown already.
She grown, right.
She ain't grown.
But who said that's grown? That grown people even should act like that. It's like everything that a child do that's cussing you out or that's talking back to you or give you that look. You know, yeah. them little kids, they be having little videos of the baby be like, oh, girl, she grown. Why is that the characteristic of grown? And do we even Absolutely. Understand that death and life comes out of our tongue? There's power in our tongue that we speak into our lives. And I know you want to read something from one of the viewers.
Yeah. Patricia said, yes, children these days want to express themselves. She said, I thought they told me to let them express themselves, but they told her later, express themselves. But I feel they should express themselves with respect and still have boundaries. Yes. My boy is online. Let me tell you something, Baritone. Man, pull up, dude. You don't need no invite, dude.
Yeah.
Pull up, bro.
For sure.
Pull up, bro. Anytime. I don't be wanting to bog your schedule, man, but pull up on us, bro, and just come in. You don't need no invite,
That's
dude.
That's real talk.
That's real talk, dude. Pull up.
That's right. So listen. Go ahead, Zany.
Go ahead.
So I need advice from y'all because I had a moment yesterday. Yes, it was one of y'all. Yesterday. So I'm from the I'm old school parent, right?
Uh huh.
So my child come home from school.
Okay.
And I do healthy snacks. We can do like junk snacks, but we're gonna do healthy snacks first, right?
Uh-huh.
So she come home and I'm unable to give her a healthy snack because I was doing hair. My client says she started eating her chips. My daughter asked for some. No, you go sit down. You don't ask people for their food. Client is an older lady. Oh, baby, you can have some. Oh, you just overstepped my parenting.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
so
did.
Now I'm like, no, ma'am. She says, here, anyway, give my baby some chips.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm old school, so I'm trying to respect my elders. So she was like, the baby hungry. She just came from school. I was like, but I'm teaching her you don't ask strangers for food. You stop that. So here she goes, and my baby asks for cookies. Oh, get that baby some cookies. No. That's a shame. You should have that baby some cookies. I'm going to let you chastise me in front of my child, but she's still not getting no cookies. Mm. So then when she leaves, she decides to tell my baby, what kind of cookies you like? Because when I come next time, I'm going to bring you your favorite cookies. That irked my soul, right? Because the moment my child is that one who don't listen or respect elders, then you're going to try to blame me.
But why
would you just ate it? Huh?
I was about to say, why would you think having a conversation with her in front of your child would be a disrespect to her?
And secondly,
I hadn't finished with firstly before you went.
Correcting her.
Okay, well, elder. See, the thing is, okay, so this is the first place my mind went. This mm-hmm. lady is your elder. Okay, she's an adult. Give that baby some cookies. Imani, you cannot have any cookies. Go sit down. Well, she hungry. I understand that. But at the same time, Imani knows that she cannot have any cookies because I said that. Go sit down, baby. Because it's a way to still be respectful to your elders and at the same time have that correction in your house with your child. And then when she said, babe, because what you also did by allowing her to overstep is you let your baby see that's a possibility that somebody can come and tell you what to do about her when you're her mom. So we have to be careful what we allow and what we teach without even knowing we're teaching it. So at the end of the day,
I didn't give her the cookies.
I understand at the end of the day when she said, hey, baby, when I come back, I'll get you some cookies.
Wait,
and then you should have said, with my permission, you sure can.
Here's the thing. This is why we have to teach behavior. And if we don't teach the behavior, then we'll allow whoever don't understand the lesson that you're trying to teach is going to always give an okay for the behavior to happen. First and foremost, what you should not do is never let nobody come to demand your authority and how you run the house, how you discipline your child. You should never let anybody. And if the child sees that, you know what she do? She's going to go to.
She's going to know how to play, y'all.
Yeah, she's going to know how to play against that behavior because mm-hmm. you didn't check that. Mm-hmm. And you didn't let her know that is not okay. If I said it, there's a voice that you are supposed to listen to in this house. Mm-hmm. I don't care who
and
comes in this house.
You shall not obey.
And the moment that you don't listen to this voice and you're going to obey that voice, you know what I'm saying? But there's a way to do it because, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, you know, in my house, I don't do that. And I would appreciate, I'm going to respect you as an elder, but as me as a parent, you give me the same respect.
Or you could say, excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? Money, hold on 1 second. Excuse me, let me talk to you for a minute. Or you could say, Money, I need you to leave. Because mommy and whatever your client name, we have to have a little conversation.
Yeah, you gotta.
Because our parents used to send us to the room.
Yeah.
Money, go to your room for a minute. I need to have a conversation.
Yeah, because that was somebody really just ignoring your parenting at that point. And that was, so like, Baritone said, respect goes both ways.
Yeah.
But you have to respectfully gain the respect by telling her, listen, this is what I do in the household. And if you can't respect that, then I'm going to have to, we're going to have to do the hair somewhere else, not in
and
where
I
I'm.
I love what Baritone said, too. He said, it's your house before she's an elder.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. The whole point. You got that. That is, you cannot. And that's what they'll even, I've even learned this in counseling, because you got it. You have to teach the behavior, and you can't reward behavior that's against what you're teaching.
Right.
So there has to be a reward for a behavior and then a consequence for a behavior. It has to be at all times, because now you're teaching the kids how to respond.
And now you still have to make a correction. Because she is your client and she will be back. So a phone call, listen, I understand this. That sometimes we don't want to hurt people's feelings, or we just don't know how to tell people stuff without making it feel some kind of way, like making us feel some kind of way. But at the same time, though, I think there is still that balance. You have to, like the somebody said, respect does go both ways. If you are going to come to my house, there are certain things that I do in my house with my child. Mm-hmm. So I would appreciate it if you do not ever do that again. Sometimes you have to say things like, please do not ever do that again. Not in front of my child, especially.
And you know what, too? That is the same thing as a united front with the both of the parents. Because if one of the parents gives the leeway and the other parent is the disciplinary, then what happens with the child?
Especially if
you co-parenting. My God. It's the same type of situation. You must be on a united front. So whatever you got to do to get on the united front with one voice being displayed, you at any means, at all means, you got to make sure that there is one voice.
Do y'all know there's a secret in the Bible that God say, of course, you know, he says that the flesh cannot reveal certain things in the word. Only the spirit can reveal it to God's children. So there is a secret that God gives us in the Bible where he says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I know a lot of times we see that in one way. But yeah. I just thought about that when you said about co-parenting or two parents, right?
Yeah.
If that child hears two different voices, have just caused that child to have a double mind. Now, in one instance, this child says daddy says this. In another instance, the child says mommy says this. Now you have just given that child two different mindsets that child has to now live with. They know how to work each one of them against each other, and anything with two heads is a monster. And we wonder why these little kids running around here. If you're a co-parent and you and that parent cannot get along, that has nothing to do with the fact that you want the best for your child. Because we don't realize that we're messing our kids' mentalities up when we doing stuff like that. But hear me today when I say, when we are not on one accord, even if we don't like each other, if your mama says this, then the child go to the daddy and say, well, daddy, my mama said I can't do this. Can I? And he say, what did your mama say? Yeah. It has to be like that. There has to be a unity, because what's happening without the unity is we are creating monsters in this world, and it is our fault if we do not correct it. It can be corrected.
So listen, y'all, listen. Do as adults, do we need to listen to our kids?
Yeah.
Just the question, y'all. I want y'all to answer this question as adults.
I've worked with kids for over 27 years, right? I learned a lot.
Baritone, what you say, as adults, do we need to... Patricia, what you say?
Baby.
We need to listen to, the kids?
Pastor Jay, did you have coffee before you came here?
I'm asking the question.
I understand, but I was talking.
Okay, come on.
Did y'all...
Come on, talk. Talk.
I forgot what I was saying now.
You said
what was the question?
You worked with kids for 27 years.
Right. Working with kids. Thank you, and chick. Thank you.
I was listening.
Okay. One of y'all was. So, question. You said, should we listen to them? Like I said, I worked with children for 27 years. I learned so much from children. Children can teach us a lot. The problem is when we do not listen to what they're saying and we try to give them a voice, and we have never taught them how to properly be powerful in what they say. We just let them talk. We can learn a lot from our children. I learned a lot from my son. I even learned a lot of ways how I can help raise him from him. Point in case in point, and then I'm going to let you have it, Pastor Jay.
Thank you.
My son, I was a youth leader. You had to be 12 years old to be a part of the program, to part of the group. My son couldn't wait. Finally turned 12, became part of the group, and he saw how patient I was with those youth. They would tell me all kind of stuff they was going through, and I would give them sound advice, and I would be like big mentor, big sister to these youth, right? My son made a statement in youth group, and it was like he had a problem cussing, he said. And that was my first time ever hearing that my child said bad words. When he got in the car, I let him have it. Not beat him. But I said, what you mean you could, you know, and I'm just, yeah, right? And he said to me, Mama, why is it that when the other kids say certain things about what they going through, you don't treat them that way, but you say you love me and you get mad at me and you fuss at me when I tell you what I'm going through, you don't give me that same advice. And I was like,
ouch.
Oh, snap. And I didn't wait. I didn't act like I'm your mama. I didn't do that because, like, I did try to find a balance in raising him because my mom and them would be like, you don't talk back. And, you know, that would be a whooping right there. But what I did right then and there, I said, you know what, T, you right. I didn't think about that. I never paid any attention. I'm sorry. And from 12 years old for the rest of his life, I learned to listen to certain things he was saying. And a lot of times I took it as I was being like a mentor to him in certain situations like I would for those other kids. And it helped build a relationship with my son. I think otherwise I wouldn't have today. So I learned from him.
Gotcha. So baritone.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
Read your comments and yeah. I'm going
to
say something.
Yeah, Baritone said, yes, they are humans. So we should listen to them.
Absolutely.
Patricia said, yes, you can learn from children, but you still do what you're going to do as a parent. And sometimes they do make sense.
They do.
Okay. Go ahead.
And that's what I was going to say, because like you, Lady Free, I was one of the youth teachers at a previous church I went to. And these were the kids that I would do all age groups, but in particular, I had the kids that was around the ages 8. And I was so intrigued to hear the things that they went through, the thoughts they had. And so I decided one class to ask them, why don't y'all talk to y'all parents about this? Because they were talking about stress. They were talking about how sometimes they cry. And nobody know, like, they were giving me everything.
Wow.
And I was like, why don't you talk to your parents? And they were like, oh, no. I was like, no, what does that mean? And get in trouble? I would, no. I said, so y'all just carry all of this weight. And it was like, yeah.
Wow.
Like, why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it broke my heart in that moment because I told them, you know, you have to find an adult that you can trust, whether it's an aunt or anything. I said, because you don't even understand what you're carrying. You're just taking all of this on. Even for my own kids, like, I didn't know that they saw some of the abuse I was going through. So when we would have, they were in my class. So when we would have these conversations and it would let me into their world, I would see how they too was affected by what I was going through.
Right.
Not so much what they were going through directly. You get what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I remember one time my oldest daughter became a bully. And I said, why are you doing this? You're like the sweetest person I know. You get people to shut off your back. Why do you keep doing this? What joy are you getting out of it? She said, the pain that I felt at home, I want somebody else to feel it.
Oh my.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For a child to tell you this, right? And that's when I understood the mindset of a bully. A lot of times we'd be like, oh, that child just, they bigger. They trying to, They want somebody to help them understand the pain that they're feeling because they have no understanding at all of the turmoil inside of them.
Wow.
So, yes, we should talk to kids because that gives us an idea, not a better understanding, an idea of what's going on with them to help them get a better understanding.
And to help us teach them better.
It is. Let me tell you something. It is very, very important that we listen to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't want them to put such delicate information into the wrong ear.
Oh, wait, that's good.
You don't want the wrong ear to listen to delicate information. So you want to create a safe space so that your kids can express their emotions. They express how they really feel. And because they are able to express it with you, then you can help with your wisdom and your knowledge to guide them through with your experience. You can guide them through some things that they don't know how to navigate through. So I used to always tell my son, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. You can tell me whatever it is. Just don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Because if you lie to me, then I can't cover you and I can't protect you. I can't help you if you lie to me.
Right.
I can't help a lie. So what that did was created an avenue where my son can tell me anything because he know I'm going to listen to him.
Right.
So he's able to express himself. And really now when it comes to really, like information that, you know, won't detrimentally hurt him, you know, he can come tell me that, man, I'm with this girl because she make me feel a certain kind of way. Well, what kind of way she make you feel, son? You know, how can she make you feel a certain way that you shouldn't already feel about yourself? You know what I'm saying? So it's important that we listen to them so that we can become the ear that they need to give this information
and
to.
The advice that they need to have behind it. And I know it's tough sometimes as a parent for us to hear our children say certain things that they're going through or say certain situations that they're feeling or whatever, or they may not even know they can come to you because you just haven't presented that kind of parenting to them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, present that kind of parenting to them so that you can be their mentor, so you can be their ear, so you can be their advice. Because trust me, if you can't, they got this thing out now with Roblox. This Roblox, whatever it is, and this, I would say allegedly, I don't know. I think it's real, but I'm going to say allegedly because I don't have all the facts. But there is this thing that's a lawsuit right now. They're saying if your child has been a victim of a predator through Roblox, they are, there are predators who are on these video games, who are in the ears of these children because children are on the video games day in and day out, especially on the weekend.
Yeah,
and so the predators are getting into the lives of our children through these video games, through these internet, social media sources and things of that nature.
Wow.
And the kids are falling for meeting people in different places. And some kids today, we have to remember there's a heavy, heavy trafficking situation that's going on. There's a heavy situation where kids are getting abducted today because kids think they know everything.
Yes.
Kids think that they're invincible, that they're unstoppable. And as parents, we need to make sure that we protect our kids. My advice would be to go back to the word of God. If you are a child of God, God says this in my house.
Yeah.
My children act like this. My children do this. He's teaching us how we're supposed to reflect the kingdom, the house in this world today. So we have to go back. God has a lot of amazing stuff about raising children in the word of God.
That goes to what Baritone put on here. He said, you're the first version of God that they witness.
The very first version of God they witness.
Hey, man, pull up with us next week, man. You don't need no invite. Pull up next week. I'm sorry.
You know what I would say? No, you're fine. Just because you're in a season where your child is not listening to you, because, you know, we all go through those seasons, whether it's a boy or a girl, where they just seem like they're giving you a deaf ear.
Mm-hmm.
That don't give you a reason to say, I'm just going to shut up and sit down. No, no. keep talking, parenting.
Right.
Because what happens is when they encounter that situation, because they may even seem like they're rejected because they're like, that's not going to be me. I'm not going to go through that. Whatever.
Right.
But when they encounter that situation, your voice will pop up.
It sure will.
And the advice that you told them will pop up. Because as parents, God gives us a vision to see the role that our children are taking.
My goodness.
And if you sit on it and something happens because you didn't give the warning, you're going to regret it.
My goodness.
At least you know.
You're right.
Yeah. You gave the warning. Mm. And when the moment came, your child had to make a decision. But either way, it wasn't because you didn't say. So don't let the moment pass where you let pride override your decision making for giving advice.
Amen.
That's good. That's, y'all talking this dude. I need some snaps and hearts. But let me say this though, because this is so true. Baritone put a very important statistic on here that Houston, Texas, is the number one state in sex trafficking.
We have to be careful.
So
y'all,
we gotta be careful. This is why we have to stay in constant communication with our kids, because you don't want them, especially at an age where they are adult enough to go outside, and you don't want them walking and dealing and talking, because they'll talk to. I remember when I couldn't talk to my parents, I would talk to myself and take a walk. And because I'm talking to myself, I'm not paying attention to nothing around me, because I'm dealing with what, you know, these emotions that I couldn't get out.
On.
I got the headphones on. I'm not paying attention. But you can't do that these days and time because of this one thing that's going on. Sex trafficking. They're snatching these young girls up.
And remember, we just saw a video about this girl. She just gave a warning today.
Yeah.
She said she was out walking in Memorial Hermann Park or something like that here in Houston, Texas. And she said, y'all, please listen up. There was a guy. He didn't even have on sweats or nothing, but he was pretending like he was kind of working out, like jogging and stuff. And she said that she had to stop a Metro Lyft driver and say, hey, can you kind of ride alongside of me to my car, because there's a guy back here who seems real suspicious to me, and he been kind of like following me. So she ended up having a Metro Lyft driver. She said, thank God for the Metro Lyft driver. He kind of helped her get to her car, and the dude was like, he turned to her, he said, hey, that dude was watching you the whole time we was on our way to your car. She said, the ladies, y'all be careful out there. Mothers, fathers, it's time for us to come together. Stop bickering amongst one another about the fact that you didn't last. Okay, the pain is there. Let God use your pain for power, so we can come back together and have a mother and a father's influence in a child's life, so these predators will stop taking our babies. Y'all, listen. It's natural all day long. Okay, you got a man out here. You got people out here coming together, snatching kids. Okay, natural. Spiritual. There's an enemy out here who has a agenda. But God says his children he will cover. We have to pray for our babies, y'all, because there's an enemy out here with an agenda to destroy. He said, I'm trying to take as many souls to hell as I possibly can. And if I can get you messed up here on this earth where you do not seek the face of God, you do not teach your kids about God and all of that good stuff, so that you can meet him in heaven and you can hear him say, well done. Then he is going to do it. He's snatching our kids. He's doing it through he's the prince of the air. What is the air? The airwaves, because, social media, radio, TV. We have to be careful, y'all.
We calling it soul trafficking. He's trying to snatch
your soul. He's snatching souls. Forget bodies.
Yes.
He's snatching souls.
Soul trafficking.
And we as Christians, we need to do better. Yes. Stop letting the enemy come in between you and your husband with petty issues. Fight together so that your children will be covered in the name of Jesus. It's time, y'all. We got to stop playing with these things.
Yes.
God is on his way back. and he is not playing. I'm talking about the devil. He trying. He in a hurry. He doing his That's thing, right. And we have to be vigilant. We have to be sober minded, and we have to be discerning so we can see these things and stop allowing our kids to just get involved in things without opening our mouth with the wisdom God gave us to give them.
Lady Free preaching today, y'all. She feel her help coming on.
People, everybody that know me know when it comes to these babies, I don't play.
I got you.
But I do not play when it comes to the babies.
We got this hour went by. You guys said, go ahead.
It did.
Yeah, because I wanted to agree with Lady Free right quick to give. You know, when we say that, people don't see it, but I want to put it before your face that there's definitely an agenda against our kids. I'm going to use one example. When we were growing up, to hear the word, and this is not to offend anybody, but I just want to give an example. To hear the word gay was a bad word to us. We would go, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know, these days, day and age with the kids, everybody, all of the kids is put before their face. Mm-hmm. And they started off by calling each other bae. The girls call each other bae. Mm. At school, they're trying it out, even if they don't tell you at home. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I'm telling these things that I have learned from being a youth minister. At school, they're going in the bathrooms, mm-hmm. Behind the bleachers at the football field. They're experiencing sleepovers,
yeah.
Testing it out. So it's more common now, mm-hmm. for them to try it out than it was for us. For us, it was an embarrassment. Like, oh my God, don't say that word. Mm-hmm. But now it's becoming like part of the culture.
Yeah.
To where it's a norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To where it's even being put before our babies' faces, to where they don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, this is normal. Instead of, you know, allowing the household to determine what's going to be the norm. So I just want to put that before your face, that there is definitely an agenda against the kids.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder why. You have to wonder why that generation, what is the devil afraid of that he wants to get them before they can even think or even understand on their own?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so true.
That's a thought to live by.
No sleepovers. Y'all come to my house and then I'm going to wait till everybody go to sleep before I go to sleep, and we watching everything, you know. So I promise you, because I've heard, like you said, I've heard a story where somebody went over to a girl's house and not knowing that the girl was trying stuff with her because, you know, she was, you know, tricking them, saying that she was, you know, another girl. But
her
she
bestie.
Was, yeah, that's my bestie. You know, and of course, they mm-hmm. two girls, you're going to really, you can't tell. They won't, unless and they tell you that. But
yeah,
two friends, but they sitting there trying, you know.
Right. We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
But I just want to say this last thing. Can I say this last thing? There's a lady. She let her child go over next door to her to the friend's house for a sleepover, did not realize that the people that she went over to their house trafficked that baby. And she went back over there because she was like, something wasn't right. She went to go pick the baby up or something like that. I don't have the story totally straight. But she went to go get her child and nobody came to the door. When she finally got the police to the door, the place was empty. Her daughter was gone. My. We have to be careful, y'all. It's a lot of stuff going on. But one thing I want to leave y'all with is God says, I will keep you. I am your refuge. I'm the place you come to run. I have angels protecting you. I got a hedge of protection around you where the enemy can't get to you. But that is only if you are one that believes in me and that is my child and that comes to me. So we cannot continue to leave God out of our lives. We got to take him so serious.
Yes.
We have to.
Let me give a quick shout out to my dad. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, Dad, your shirt's on the way.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give a quick shout out.
Y'all, we love y'all so much.
Man, we
didn't
y'all.
Get a chance yes. to give a moment of silence so you can hit that like button. But hit the like button now. Subscribe to Shift Real Talk TV on all platforms. Listen as you ride in your cars. We are out in these streets. Shift
Thank
Real
you.
Talk is in the building and we outside. So until next week, I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And
I'm Zany. Yeah, I'm not going to struggle this time.
Until next time.
Until next time, we out, y'all. Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice top laptop brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.